Counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Michael Harrison is here from Talkers.com. What an interesting week in talk radio. And Michael is here always on the Countdown Show to underscore some of the things that you can read about at Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. And they will give you a list of the things, as it turns out, this is the week of January 28th to February 1st. And there are some things that we would expect to see on the list, and maybe a couple of surprises, Michael, you think?
Well, there's always some surprises, but then again, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there, and this is just the top 10. I mean, there are hundreds of topics talked about on talk radio across America, and we kind of go through it all and synthesize it into these subjects, some of which actually overlap with each other. It's certainly more of an art than a science. At number 10, we have Super Bowl hype. At number 9, we have pro athlete doping. They've been probing the world of pro athletes, and once again, the doping issue has become a big one. At number 8, the deficit reduction debate. At number 7, Israel-Syria tensions. You know, talk about diversity. They're talking about everything from athletes doping to tensions in the Middle East. You know, it's a big, broad spectrum of subjects. At number 6, we have John Kerry, new Secretary of State. At number 5, North Korea nuke threat. At number 4, the Giffords gun legislation testimony. At number 3, Chuck Hagel's confirmation hearing. At number 2, the shrinking GDP report tied with the Jobs Council shuttered. And at number 1, an old chestnut of a topic that we deal with in News Talk Radio, immigration reform. And the people being talked about at number 10, we have a tie between Ray Lewis and Alex Rodriguez. Kim Jong-un at 9. Number 8, Harry Reid, John Boehner at 7. John Kerry at 6. Gabrielle Giffords at 5. Number 4 is Hillary. Number 3, Chuck Hagel. Number 2, Marco Rubio. And number 1, Barack Obama. Yeah, it is interesting this week, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Also, the personalities that we hear, there's more and more talk about diversity and getting people not only on the radio, but there are podcasts that are being developed, and there is Sirius XM that has channels, and somebody was saying there are going to be 4 bands on radios and cars pretty soon. I noticed that Steve Malzberg got put onto Sirius XM this week in a deal with Newsmax. Here's one more, yet one more loud conservative right of center. Certainly Newsmax has a brand. Malzberg is an okay. This is my pejorative, and
you called him okay and loud.
I have, right. Well, okay, so I'll leave it at that.
He's a dastardly son of a gun.
Well, no, I just think it's interesting that there are a lot of people who have accomplished a lot more that aren't on Sirius, and because they have a relationship with Sirius, he gets a show on, these channels. There are about 4 or 5 different right-wing channels, and one wonders, when it comes to place like Sirius XM, what does it take to be successful? And maybe we could ask that question about podcasting and some of the other things that Talkers.com is
looking
at.
Well, I get the impression from what you're saying that you're holding Sirius XM to some kind of a pedestal. You say there were people that have accomplished more than Malzberg, and they're not there. Well, does that? Are you assuming that being on Sirius XM is the pinnacle of success?
Let's not talk about Laura Schlesinger, who was a success on radio. Howard Stern was a success on radio. Both of them decided that they would get away from radio because there were too many restrictions and go to Sirius XM. They had credentials. They had a lot of cachet to them, and they have brought a large audience. Laura Schlesinger, I guess about half of the audience that used to follow her on the radio, now is subscribed to listen to her on Sirius. I don't know what the numbers are for Stern, but those names are attractions, and there are others who are attractions that may or may not be there. I just don't get why there's another voice that's sort of the same as a lot of the other voices that are already there. Maybe that's the question.
I understand. We'll leave it be rhetorical.
Okay.
All I can say objectively is that not all hosts on satellite radio are equal. Mm-hmm. That some of them are the big stars that are like the anchor stores in malls, and the others are there to provide hamburger helper to the product. And I'm not saying who's one is,
right.
But they're not all Howard Sterns.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
There is within the world of Sirius XM, because they have so many channels, a spectrum, a strata of stars and and bench people, you know, others. And that's the way universes tend to fall out. But I think it's a tough time for talent to be in radio, whether it's talk show hosts or even at another trade publication I'm involved in, Radio Info, at radioinfo.com, where there's a big debate over the role of the disc jockey.
Yeah.
And this is a very complicated time as 20th century media evolves into the 21st century with all these different channels and all these different specialties. It's hard to find your niche, your audience, and a way to monetize it so it can be a real business and thus sustain talent who are doing it for more than just a hobby.
And I would say this as an editorial comment, whether you care to echo it or not. The companies that own most of the radio, the big companies that own a lot of the radio stations, there are three companies that basically control about half the radio stations in the country. They have gone away from a lot of the personalities, the talk personalities that were local, the disc jockeys that were intriguing, the era that you and I grew up in when you were a disc jockey, when I was a disc jockey.
Mm-hmm.
We don't,
well,
there aren't guys around now playing music that were like you and me when we were on the air playing music.
These companies are under the impression that the personality element of radio is not one of the crucial components for it to be successful and operable as a business.
I think you and
now,
I could have
whether that impression is true or not is the issue that's being debated. I personally, based upon years of professional expertise, think it is a mistake.
Yep. And so do the smaller companies that are now beginning to raise hell with the big companies in markets where they compete, because they are understanding that people want personality, because you can listen to Pandora or any of these other services and get music. But what is it? I mean, if you're just going to play like a jukebox on the air, who needs that?
A jukebox broken up by 8 minutes of commercials.
Yeah.
Between,
yeah.
You know,
right.
Between the songs.
Yeah.
Makes it even difficult. More difficult. I heard the other day in a market that I was, for people listening to this, we call places markets. It's a kind of a harsh term. In a city that I was traveling through, I heard on the radio at the same time the same Bruno Mars song. Bruno Mars is currently a pop artist, very talented, very good. His hit record was playing on four stations at the same time.
Yeah.
That were competing against each other in the market. Mm-hmm. So what would the difference be between those stations? The difference would be the personality that you hear after or before Bruno Mars, the disc jockey.
And I'm betting there wasn't a personality in any of those four stations.
Not only wasn't there, they don't even say what the song was.
What the song is, yeah. Right. It's like these people are suicidal, or they just don't understand the business.
Radio. If in talk radio, you hear, and you mentioned loud conservatives, but there are loud liberals, and
yep,
there are
a lot of
people that say nothing.
Right.
If everybody does the same talking points, then it's the same as playing the same record.
Yes.
If everybody carries water for the same political party, or everybody just subscribes to the same thought, then there's absolutely no reason why anybody should look for a specific station or look for a specific host or have a favorite or even care.
Yep, I think that's very true. Michael Harrison from Talkers.com continues with us in a moment on The Countdown.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard-of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We thought a giant gorilla was the perfect mascot for the big deals at Office Max. But the gorilla they sent us is the size of a hamster. Actually, he's a metaphor for the tiny price you'll pay for TurboTax software after we take $10 off TurboTax Deluxe level or higher. $10 off is a big deal. Our gorilla... not so much. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. Offer ends February 2nd.
Michael Harrison is with us. He continues, as I was going to say, continues as the editor and publisher of Talkers.com. I certainly hope so. My heavens. But the focus on things that are going on in the world of spoken word formats, sports talk radio is really taking off, and a lot of people that are running these stations think it's safe. It's more like guy talk than it is sports talk radio. But you can't escape the discussion, the hype of Super Bowl, and this concussion lawsuit thing, which is made it into the issue-oriented talk radio world as well, Michael, this week.
Yeah, the concussion issue is one that's definitely huge, not only for the National Football League, but for the game of football, because kids that play football emulate the big stars. And there's no way to really have different culture for high school and college football than you have for National Football League football. And it's come out that it's very, very dangerous, and the concussions that are suffered by football players regularly have long-term effects that can lead to death, let alone, all types of dementia and mental problems. So this is a huge, huge issue. The other big issue in the world of sports, and right now football coming into Super Bowl season is certainly the big sport, is the idea of doping and using performance-enhancing drugs, PEDs, and it continues. And that is, and whether their effect on the athletes is dangerous, and also the cheating and the unfairness. Look at the Lance Armstrong controversy. What a shocker that is. And it makes you reevaluate the culture in which we live and the truth of people and who we make idols and who we have as role models for our kids. It's all tied together in a sociological stew. Very interesting indeed. So sports is more than just the X's and the O's, and it really is a lot more than quote-unquote guy talk.
That's the number 9 issue this week on the countdown, and number 10 is the Super Bowl hype itself. This is really a big moneymaker, though, for a lot of talk radio and the sports talk radio world, is it not?
Sports is big. Sports as an industry is huge, and the interest around it is a huge industry. Talking about sports, writing about sports, covering it, broadcasting it, selling hot dogs at the events. I mean, there's so much attached to the world of sports. It is, I think the only entertainment industry that's bigger than sports is pornography, which is a shocking revelation. Sports is gigantic when it comes to its role as a business in America.
Sure is. A lot of well-known faces are becoming part of the sports broadcast. That might be something we feature at some point in time, but we're out of time for our visit this week. Michael Harrison discussing the stories, the topics, the things.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep worrying about tests and schoolwork? Eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
J.J. Wiseman is here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown show. He comes in to visit with us each week, talk about some of the legal aspects of some of the big stories, the hot hits that are charted on the Talkers.com list. Actually, he's a contributor at Talkers.com. If you visit that site, you will find Steve's mug prominently placed often with his overview of some of the things that are going on sort of inside the biz as well as outside the biz. This week you write about this lawsuit that's going on between two radio personalities under the headline, Free Speech Isn't Always Pretty. And the background on this, you can give it if you want or I will. This guy's Todd. There's two guys named Todd. One of them is Todd Clem, who's Bubba the Love Sponge. The other one is Todd Schnitt, who does a talk show now. He used to do music radio in Tampa. And the two of them have been back and forth. They even work for the same company, which is kind of interesting. Anyway, so Schnitt sued Bubba and went through a lot of expense in court, and he was found Bubba the Love Sponge was found not guilty. So how does all this piece together in terms of what people hear on the radio?
Well, you know, it's fascinating. The decision of the jury pretty much mirrored what has gone on in some appeals court as well. I mean, this case was an absolute circus. Bubba the Love Sponge is a bizarre, raucous, over the top, what would probably be referred to as shock jock. And so the things he accused the other talk host of rigging a contest, he called his wife a whore. There was a lot of outlandish claims, but the issue is, the basic element is it's defamation, and defamation has to prove that you're saying something that is false about someone. In this case, with the other talk host being a public figure, it had to be knowing it was a lie or with a reckless disregard for the truth, but it also has to hurt the reputation of the person who is being defamed. And that is kind of the key thing that's come out in a number of talk radio cases where, interestingly enough, when they're talking about the shock jocks, they're saying people aren't taking what they say seriously. And during the trial, that was the defense of Bubba. He was saying, look, this is Radio Wars 101. It's hyperbole. It's satire. It's, in essence, he was saying it's entertainment, and everyone knows it. Matter of fact, one of the jurors was actually quoted as saying that Schnitt should just pull his big boy pants on. And so, ultimately, after a three-week trial, including an attempt at a mistrial, when the lawyer for Schnitt was arrested for drunk driving one night during the trial after drinking with a paralegal from the law firm of Bubba's. But he didn't even know that she was working for them. But in essence, three hours to discuss the claim, and the thing is, free speech is protected. It is sometimes ugly. It isn't not necessarily pretty. He's playing. Schnitt was playing with the big boys. You got to play like the big boys and understand that's part of the game.
So being a jerk is part of the game. Being
yeah, well,
it's part of winning. Apparently,
the way I look at it was, and there was a major case up in Alaska with a talk show host did this. And the judge said, no, we're not going to have any defamation. Nobody takes what these people say seriously.
Yeah,
so
well,
the reputation wasn't harmed.
All right, so there you go. That's item number one. Next, the Boy Scout ban on allowing gay boys to join. I've never understood this because I don't know how they tell at the age that boys go into Cub Scouts anyway. Maybe by the time they're Boy Scouts, some can tell. It didn't have legal ramifications because Boy Scouts are a private organization. They can decide who's a member or not, right?
Yeah. There was an attempt to try and use federal laws, anti-discrimination laws, against the Boy Scouts. And the way, even though they're a private organization, the way they would get around that is, well, they use public buildings and schools to meet in. And therefore, because they are using these schools, they have to abide by the federal laws. But pretty much like the same argument was used in the Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade, where gay groups wanted to join the parade. A private organization that was running it said, no, we don't want you in that. You can have your own parade. The argument was, well, it's the public streets, so that even though it's a private organization, they'd have to comply. But the Supreme Court said, no, that doesn't take away their ability to be a private organization. I think it's a step forward for the Boy Scouts. I mean, what does sexual orientation have to do with anything that they're doing as far as someone can be a scout or not?
Well, nothing that anybody who's got any common sense thinks about, but then there are a lot of people who don't have a lot of common sense.
Common sense isn't common. The misnomer.
I've heard that. Right. All right, now let's see how that plays into our number six item this week, and that is the NFL concussion lawsuits. These things are going fast and furious. 3,400 guys signing on. What's your quick read on that?
I think there's going to be a settlement to this case. The NFL can't afford anything other than to settle it because they're going to lose. I saw Rodney Harrison, former player and announcer, saying he was never told anything about it. He said, I'm scared to death what's going to happen to me in 20 years. Knows he's had many concussions. The NFL hid when they knew information. They didn't act properly. They'll settle this case, and hopefully in a positive manner.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the official attorney on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out his website, scamicide.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Counting down what America's talking about. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steppen.
One of the great things about the Talk Radio Countdown Show and things that people applaud us as the producers of the show for is being able to put our fingers on the pulse of these issues. Talkers.com, following the radio stations around the country, the hosts and the programs, the ideas that are put forth so that we can get sort of a wraparound in these 10 issues every week on our countdown. And then there are the opportunities that we have to sometimes dig into an issue, and that's the case here with the next few minutes. Our focus on Israel, Syria, and Iran, because they have been important parts, important cogs in the discussions on lots of different radio programs. Very interesting how we've gotten away from just talking about what goes on in our country, because the stage, the world is a stage, and we are so closely connected to all of these things. We are considered to be the boogeyman, if you will, by some. Thus the problems. I mean, even if you look at what happened in North Korea with a nuclear threat this week. So all of these things are tied together, and I thought I'd present to you some talk radio and talk television input, including some callers who we have monitored. There are three ways callers work on this program. We take your calls live at 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Or you can send email to me, doug@dougsteffen.com. We also monitor talk radio programs. That's how we come up with some of the sound that we have. We take some of the calls and play them back later. Or we have calls that come from some of these programs that we're monitoring. So let's start off the discussion here in this segment, the Israel-Syria tension that's developing into a hotter situation. Here's reporter Sarah Seidner talking about the latest back and forth between Israel and Syria.
From the beginning, Mr. Obama has been trying to get everyone to come to the table, and if they disagree with what he had to say, to offer their own ideas and so forth. Okay, so the Republicans, they won in one sense, in the fact that it was the vice president who actually got some type of deal to go through. I don't believe that Republicans are acting smart, because the fact that President Obama was reelected, it could benefit one of them down the road to show how they're cooperating. Because believe it or not, I have nieces and nephews, even though that I'm a black American, I have folks in the family all the time disagreeing with me. I mean, my niece actually voted for Mr. McCain. And I was so shocked to see Mr. McCain last night to sit there and claim that Mr. Obama brought his cheering party, some kind of rallying party, when they actually forced it to be this particular way. I believe that America can come back. I believe if everyone would just come to the table and act as grown-ups, get over the fact that the Republicans did not win this time around. But there's nobody I know that always votes strictly with their party. They go for what's good for the country.
A while back, talk host Joe Galuski talked to Middle East expert Dr. Waleed Fares about President Obama announcing support, and that comes in several different ways, for the Syrian rebels.
Are we coming late to the party here? Because I think some other countries have done this before us, right? France, England, Turkey, those places. So we're jumping on the bandwagon here.
Are in a sense that we are 2 years late, and that has consequences, because the beginning of the revolt against Assad, these were reformers, seculars, demonstrations, but was done because we have not engaged early on the jihadist element, the Islamist extreme element of the opposition has gotten much bigger, and now they are actually part, about 40% of this opposition. By recognizing it, by supporting it, we would be running the chance a lot of supporting 40% with the jihadists.
Now, with this decision by the president, of course, he says, and I quote him on this, with recognition comes responsibilities. What do you think he means by that?
He means that the leaders of the opposition will have to behave in a sense that they will have to coordinate with the international community with regard to weapons of mass destruction that they may control, human rights, because we've got a lot of reports that the jihadi elements inside the opposition has been doing executions and abuse of human rights as well, not just the Assad regime. And certainly that when they win against the Assad regime, they would not turn against us as others have done, including in Libya.
Dr. Fares, will we arm these rebel troops? Will we give them some ammunition?
Look, so far, countries such as Qatar or Turkey or other factions in the Middle East have been sending weapons, and we knew about it, so we have not interdicted that. Will we arm the administration, saying that we are not going to send American weapons, but we may be involved in the training, we may be involved in getting information to this group, but also when this group will be able to create an enclave like Benghazi in Libya, inside Syria, then there may be a review by the administration of the situation.
Syria and Iran and Egypt and the Middle East and Israel, part of our discussion here. Inviting your calls at 888-302-3684. Here's caller Pat from California, who thinks we need to stop getting involved in the Middle East, period.
I just went to the veterans part of the cemetery on Memorial Day to put flowers on my husband's grave. No more intervention in the Middle East for the United States. We don't need to lose any more American lives. Not for this type of a situation. My God. It's so terrible. These young people come back from the wars today in the Middle East. Their wounds are so horrific. Loss of limbs, loss of everything. It is not worth it to the United States. We have too much that we need to do in this country to get back on our feet again.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Love hardwood? Get it for up to 59% less at Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. Bellawood Prefinished Brazilian Hardwood is up to 47% less. Prefinished Birch, just $169 a square foot. Our best laminates are 20% off, are already incredibly low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't miss out. These unheard of deals are available only while supplies last. Hardwood Flooring Sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stuffed up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Does better nutrition have to mean fewer freedoms? Most of us are concerned when we hear of children not getting the nourishment they need. So it's understandable that we've adopted healthy standards for the food served in our schools. But if we first look through the lens of liberty, we would let parents decide what's best for their kids. Recent stories about school food police taking lovingly packed lunches away from children and forcing them to eat the school's pre-selected and mass-produced meals are shocking. Yet we tend to shrug these incidents off and do nothing about it. That is not the American way. Our nation is based on the idea that ordinary people can govern themselves and do not need the government to dictate such mundane details as what's for lunch.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Next up on the countdown, continue our focus on Syria. Gil in South Carolina thinks that we are propagandized so much we really don't even know what's going on there. So how can we help them if we don't know what's going on?
It's not necessary for us to get in there. We are subverting the Syrian government 24/7. We've got our proxy allies, Saudi Arabia, arming them. We're propagandized 24/7 in this country. You remember the Kuwaiti babies thrown out of incubators? You remember the weapons of mass destruction? You remember all that? We don't know who killed those people. You know, we have no idea. What we do know is we are propagandized constantly, and this is just part of a long, long plan for at least since 99. When Wes Clark came back from Yugoslavia, he was breathlessly met by one of his fellow generals saying, the neocons have a plan to topple 7 governments over in the Middle East. Well, we've toppled about half of that 7. We've only got a couple more to go, and Syria is the next one on the list in its time, I guess, and Iran, of course, the big prize will be next.
Here's Richard in Massachusetts, says that Iran is really the problem here.
All this talk about Syria is a moot point. Iran is the real problem. Iran is the puppet master for Syria. If Iran can be slowed down or stopped, then the Syrian situation will be more easily handled because you won't have somebody funneling arms into it. And same thing with Russia. We don't need to put American boots on the ground because in Syria, it's not going to make any difference. The stories coming out of Syria are absolutely horrendous. But if we look through history, how many other situations, look at Sierra Leone, look at Somalia, there have been other countries where this type of genocide has been committed, and we haven't done anything but pound our little fist on the table and said it should be stopped. It seems that we pick and choose which area and which genocide is important to us based on politics rather than the actual acts of the individuals. So, I mean, with the reality, take out Iran needs to be stopped and Syria will slow down.
Mentioning Iran as the last caller did, let's bring a couple of phone calls into focus here that are, I think, a very important part of our overall consideration. This has been going on, certainly last year this was a big talk radio topic. 888-302-3684. Jim in Indiana has some concerns about Iran, but thinks we need to stop trying to be the policeman for the world.
I think there is some room for concern, of course, with Iran and their nuclear program. I think it's unfortunate, again, that we have to police the world and pander to the Zionists that they attack. I think that the saber-rattling really doesn't do us any good. But, of course, the president has to go there to this AIPAC and do that. And just unfortunate that we're still policing the world like this, dictating who does what, when. And I don't think Iran would be suicidal wanting to lob one weapon over into Israel like that. Everybody knows what the results would be.
James in New Jersey thinks he knows how to solve this problem between Iran and Israel.
Solution, how to solve the problem between Iran and Israel. It is something I've been discussing with President Bush when he was president, and he didn't listen to me in 2007. Try to negotiate peace between Israel and the Palestinians within Israel and stop the settlements that the Israelis are building. Now, according to the Bible, it is their country, so they can build the settlements if they want to, according to the Bible, and yes, I'm a Christian. But still, at the same time, try to stop building the settlements and leave the Palestinians alone and show Iran they'll stop building the settlements. And in this way, Iran would back off.
Steve in New York thinks that we ought to stay out of Israel, Iran, and other places in the Middle East.
I think the president's a bit over his head in this. I really think the United States needs to stay out of it. We can't go into every troubled spot in the world and keep sending troops. We need to let Israel stand on its own, fight its own battles. And for all the callers that really support the U.S. going to war in Iran, I'm sure if they took a leave of absence from their job, Israel would be happy to sign them up in their army, and they could go over there and fight for them.
So there's one of our callers relating to item number 7 this week on the countdown, the situation with tension in the Middle East. Let me review for you the top 10 stories and the people that are all part of the discussions that we've monitored on talk radio programs at talkers.com through the week. At number 10, all the hype and excitement about the Super Bowl and the concern about concussions that the NFL players have. At number 9, another athletic story, the doping probe going into athletics, including A-Rod being in, I suppose, the front and center position there. Number 8 has to do with the continuing discussion of what to do about the deficit. Number 7, as I said, Middle East tensions. Number 6, John Kerry becomes the new Secretary of State. Number 5, North Korea and their nuclear aspirations. Number 4, Ms. Giffords testifying on gun control legislation. Number 3, Chuck Hagel getting confirmed. Number 2, the shrinking gross domestic product report. A very, very serious situation. And number 1, what we're doing about immigration reform. With regard to people in the list this week, number 1 is Barack Obama. Number 2, Marco Rubio. Number 3, Chuck Hagel. Number 4, Mrs. Clinton. Number 5, Ms. Giffords. Number 6, Mr. Kerry. Number 7, Mr. Boehner. Number 8, Mr. Reed. Number 9, Kim Jong-un. And number 10, Ray Lewis and Alex Rodriguez. That's the story with this week's review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sponsored by Power Swabs. This is a word of advice to everybody listening who's planning for a great Valentine's Day. Take it from your other half. Nothing is more unattractive than yellow stained teeth. That's why I recommend Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven whitening system that removes years of stains from your teeth in just 5 minutes. Power Swabs uses a naturally derived coconut tooth detergent that works to dissolve the stains on teeth and then whitens them without any annoying sensitivity feeling. Best part is Power Swabs works on all surfaces, caps, crowns, veneers, you name it. It'll clean up your teeth. Guaranteed to be 2 shades whiter, in fact, in just 5 minutes. And in 6 days, they'll be 6 shades whiter. Just in time for Valentine's Day and a really good kiss. Try it now risk-free by dialing 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Call today, mention Doug Steffen, and save 50% off the retail price of the Power Swab. Nothing says love like a nice white smile. Call 800-865-7602.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Celebrity publicist Michael Levine is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to overview some of the stories, some of the happenings this week. How do you fix somebody's image or a group's image? That's what Michael is all about, having represented 58 Academy Award winners, 34 Grammy Award winners, 41 New York Times bestsellers. He gets involved in helping a lot of people. As a matter of fact, this week you did something to help the Foundation for Cancer Research. What was that all about?
Well, I was asked if by a new internet site called Charity Buzz, if they could auction off a lunch with me in Beverly Hills. So I said I would for charity. And a man, much to my surprise, bid and won a lunch with me for $3,100 donated to a cancer charity. So I'm honored to do it, and quite surprising that someone would pay that kind of money to have lunch with me.
Especially if you're picking up the tab.
And my table manners have improved.
Really, I've had lunch with you a few times. I thought your manners were fine. Thank you. Let's talk about image. Chuck Hagel, former senator, now trying to get confirmed to be the next Secretary of Defense. How does a man like that, who has some ifs next to his name and is a Republican, goes at John McCain, or McCain goes at him in the hearings, how does he improve his image among the people that have heretofore been his supporters? It's kind of interesting to see how he was excoriated in some ways by members of his own party who were his friends, because we all know how that club works, Michael.
Well, it is is interesting. You're on to something. Normally, the debate in Washington is very partisan. You know, Republicans bash Democrats, Democrats bash Republicans. But here you have a Republican being asked to serve in a Democratic administration in the as the Secretary of Defense, and your opposition is coming not from Democrats but from Republicans. And this is a very unusual situation. It presents a real problem for Republicans who, you know, on one hand find themselves in significant intellectual opposition to Chuck Hagel, and on the other hand have a problem, of course, criticizing one of their own.
Mm-hmm. And so is there a resolve to it?
Well, we're going to have to see. I mean, generally, the history is that when the president nominates someone for a cabinet post, he almost always gets his or her selection. So,
right.
You know, betting against the president to get his or her selection is not a good bet.
Right? So does Hagel have to work to improve his image or just let the sort of all of this take its course?
Well, I think what he has to do is sharpen some of his more controversial statements, explain them, elaborate on them, and hopefully soften them in such a way that become more palatable for Republicans to go along with the nomination.
Got it. Gabrielle Giffords testified this past week about gun legislation. What is going on with her, in your opinion? How is she and her husband? It wasn't like she had to rebuild her image because she had a good one before, but now she has a different image. How is it working?
She's emerging as a very important, American secular leader. I mean, she is no longer a member of Congress, so she's taking the fight for her movement to outside of the legislative process and into the secular American political conversation, doing a very good job. Of course, she has a vast amount of notoriety and goodwill, so I think she should be very, very effective.
Mm-hmm. And her husband seems to get it as well. He's pretty good at, because he was an astronaut, he'd been before the public, so he kind of gets that whole business about presenting yourself and presenting yourself well.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah. Both of them. I mean, she, of course, garners massive amounts of sympathy.
Right.
And he, a lot of prestige and respect. So, yeah, it's pretty potent together.
Finally, with all the Super Bowl hype this week, the Super Bowl may have its detractors. Those who are watching the number of men playing football are having concussions and all the lawsuits that the NFL is going to have to somehow or other settle because they can't monetarily affect or afford to have all this controversy continue, can they?
Well, you're right. I mean, this is a real significant long-term curse to the sport of football. And how this is handled by the NFL over time is going to be very important because this problem's not going away. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. I don't know if it's... I think this is a problem that's going to take some time to resolve.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Interesting to follow it, though, and to get your comments. Michael
Levine...
Of course,
the more interesting conversation about the Super Bowl... The commercial, so we'll get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to know which one was the best one, and there'll be ratings galore on that after the show this weekend. Michael Levine, who runs LCO Online, Levine Communication Office in Beverly Hills, and also is responsible for the world famous LVN E Alert. Check that out, LVNEAlert.com.
Top Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.